Hi, this is Stuart Weems and welcome to the Investopoly podcast. My goal is to share easy to understand evidence-based holistic insights to help you master the game of building wealth. And in my regular weekly episodes, I talk about the theory, methodology and principles associated with investing. The aim of these case study episodes is to share with you how the application of that approach has worked out in real life situations. And I've got a really interesting case study to share with you today. I met these clients recently, last sort of two or three years, and they retired at a pretty young age. They're about 55. In fact, they're both 55. And they wanted us to build a strategy that allowed them to spend a lot more in the early years of retirement. Obviously, their strategy was to work hard, retire early, enjoy, retirement while they're fit and able and healthy to do so, realizing that, as they get older into their 80s and so forth, they're probably going to travel less. And so why leave a whole bunch of money, unspent at the end of the day? Of course, still have a good estate to leave to their two children, but really it's about sort of enjoying the fruits of their labor over time, which I strongly identify with in terms of an approach to retirement. And so the challenge was to develop a strategy that allowed them to spend $300,000 for the first 15 years of retirement. So they're 55 when they started retirement, so it'll take them to 70, then reduced to $200,000, obviously in today's dollars, for the subsequent 5 years, that takes them to 75, and then post 75 spend $150,000 in today's dollars, really kind of for the rest of their life. And the difference between now versus in 20 years' time in terms of the living expense number is travel. They want to do a lot of travel over the next 15 years. And then obviously they realize that as they get older, they've probably been to lots of places, luckily, but as they get older, maybe they'd like to do less travel. And so the client had a lot of property. He had a family home, of course. He had some superannuation, some cash in the bank because he subsequently sold his family home, and he had a beach house that was worth about $4 million, didn't have very much debt against it, but it was on two titles, which will become relevant in a second anyway. So really, up until we met this client, they were just busy working hard, acquired a couple of really good property assets, worked hard to contribute cash flow towards debt repayment. As I said, they didn't have a lot of debt, and build superannuation, contribute as much as possible to superannuation over time. And so really, they've come to us really with, they've got liquid assets in super, of course, but not so much in terms of liquid assets outside super, which made the strategy a little bit extra challenging. But also because they're 55, they can't access super yet. They can only access super at 60. So again, that adds another sort of challenging element to the strategy. And there was a lot of sort of property elements to this strategy. So they sold the family home where they were, and they will occupy the beach house as really their main residence, mainly because they'll be traveling a lot over the period of time. So that it didn't need to be in the city. They're happy to be down the beach most of the time. And it also then helped create a bit of liquidity. So not only was that a good thing to do from a lifestyle perspective from their standpoint, and particularly so that they could get the main residence CGT exemption on the beach house, but also it then freed up a bit of cash, which we can use to sort of fund living expenses between now and when they're 60, when they can start drawing a pension from super. The beach house was an interesting one. It was on two titles, and we had to really consider how we're going to minimize eventual capital gains tax and also land tax as well, given that it's quite possible that they could sell one title. So it was that one title was some vacant land and the other title was the reasonable sized land with a dwelling on it. And so obviously that gave them flexibility to potentially sell that vacant land down the track, or they could develop that property, build a dwelling on it and sell it, or they could build a dwelling on that vacant land and occupy it and sell the existing one. So we worked through quite a number of different permutations around that. And the main considerations here were capital gains tax and land tax, and trying to sort of feed that into the strategy. And then just to make matters a little bit more complex, they also had a corporate beneficiary. So they've been distributing into a company while they've been working, and that company therefore had imputation credits. And so there was a Div 7A loan that we need to deal with. And then how are we going to get those imputation credits? So imputation credits are really tax credits for tax previously paid in a company or corporate environment. And if you can manage them well, what it means is you can end up getting a refund for that tax that you've paid in the past. And certainly that was one of our considerations, how we're going to best utilize those imputation credits. So there's a lot of moving parts to this strategy, and it really did require, the tax guys were heavily involved, making sure that we were covering off the tax issues. And there was some property elements to it, as I sort of alluded alluded to again that had taxation consequences, CGT and land tax. And as we're recruiting additional staff at the moment, over the last week or so, I've had a few discussions with some experienced financial planners, and it's just absolutely mind-blowing how very little experience they have with anything related to property. So, you know, what makes a good property? How does property fit into a strategy? What do you need to consider as a financial planner in terms of building a long-term strategy? How does it integrate with superannuation? How are we going to deal with taxes like CGT and land tax? How to best utilize the main residence exemption? All these sorts of things. Most planners, in fact, all the planners that I've met, have next to no knowledge and certainly no experience in a lot of these matters. And as I said, the property market as an asset class is worth 3 to 4 times more than the share market. And it just gets almost totally ignored by the financial planning industry, which I think that's going to change moving forward, of course, but it's a pretty ordinary situation. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox because this episode isn't about financial planning industry. It's really about this case study. And then, of course, you know, the final comment was that obviously we had this pool of assets, liquid assets that we could utilize to fund living expenses over the next 5 years until they get to super. But also we wanted to have the flexibility to potentially buy a smaller city kind of apartment in the future as well. And we had to give consideration to how we might do that. And then also, meanwhile, invest those monies in a way that was going to still allow us to fund living expenses, but also generate a healthy return off those assets as well. So I really like this strategy. It was really challenging, probably one of the more challenging strategies that I've worked on over the last few years. So it was good to kind of get to the end of it and sit back and go, yeah, we did a good job on that one in terms of, you know, really bringing it all together and knowing that there's not a lot of firms that are going to have that expertise to be able to do that. So we're quite proud of the work that we've done. But also what I really like is the overarching sort of goal of the strategy, which is to say, okay, we've worked hard, we've got this pool of assets. How are we now going to use this pool of assets so that we can really enjoy our life as much as possible so that, okay, by the time we pass away, we're still going to have some money in the bank. We're still going to have an estate to pass on to our kids. They're going to have more than enough money, but at least then we've enjoyed or got the maximum amount of enjoyment out of that pool of assets. And I really enjoyed that part of the strategy as well. So I thought it was an interesting one to share with you today. So thanks again for listening. If you enjoy these case study episodes, please leave a rating or comment wherever you're listening, because I've only been doing them for a few weeks or maybe even a month now. And it'd be good to know that people are enjoying them. Bit of a different approach than my normal weekly ones. And until tomorrow, bye for now.